This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, week 8, day 4. Lockdown series continues. I had a great day yesterday. I'm happy to see the three of your smiling faces and whoever we're talking to. That's also great. Bryn, how's the gout?
Much better. I still feel it, though. I thought it'd be gone by now since it's been getting
goodness
better.
I noticed you're using a travel mug this morning and not your normal. I mean, are you not washing dishes?
I've been doing that for the past couple weeks now because it stays warmer. Yeah. I feel like it stays warm. My coffee mug, it cools down too quickly.
It does cool down fast. You're right. I feel like I'm drinking it faster to keep it, you know, so I can go get more hot coffee.
Exactly. Huh. So I feel like I can.
Vincent, maybe we should adopt that.
Well, I'm not against it. Look, everyone goes for the levels. Sorry, everyone. I'm loud. I've been using a regular mug. I'm enjoying it. I don't want to use that.
I like sipping from a big. I like to be able to splash it right into my mouth without having a.
I like that too. I actually was looking at Amazon at some coffee mug warmers.
Oh. Well,
sit it down.
Yes.
On the thing.
Yeah, like a heating pad. So I specifically am trying to stretch out my coffee because if I have it in a mug, I finish it too fast and I grab more. By the end of the show, I have 5 cups.
So what?
You know,
that's me. I'm tweaking at the end of the show every single day. I'm just tweaking hard. My kids like, what is wrong with you?
It's good. You got the energy to deal with the children.
That's right. Know. And I don't have I have an oatmeal break after we're done here, and then I get right into it.
Yeah.
And luckily, I'm tweaking hard. Try that, Bryn. You'll love it.
I've tried it. That's why I'm trying to cut.
That's why you're cutting down. I see.
Now that I'm drinking my Contigo, I do about 2 a day now.
Oh, yeah. I have fully at least doubled my coffee intake each morning. It's a necessity. And it's so lovely. Like, I really feel like of all of my vices, like, can coffee really be included among them? I mean, it's so wonderful.
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You hear people who would say, there are people, hardcore straightliners that would say, you're not sober, you have coffee. You're not. There's plenty of, dude.
Oh my God, double middle fingers to them.
There's plenty of nonsense out there that makes you just go, you know what? I'm living my life and I'm happy and everything's working for me.
I am an addict.
You're right.
Fine.
Sure.
I'm not
Motrin's
sober.
And Motrin's murder too. I mean, of course.
Exactly.
Right. This is going to be
anything.
The death of me.
I'm going to go be a, what are they, Christian scientists who will not let nothing made by anything into their body?
I'm not even mad at them. You know what it becomes? And you know this feeling. You sometimes you have to hate the thing that controls you in order to not go back to it. And it takes that kind of militant mentality to keep people from dipping their toe in, I guess. Whatever works, man.
And then they get even worse about it. It's like people who quit smoking, right? Because they actually love it. Deep down, they freaking love it. They're addicted to nicotine and that's that. So they have to become the most militant anti.
Right.
So that in their own head, they're like, you know, it's a war on nicotine.
Right.
Which, it's, you know, it's terrible. I am nicotine's bitch and always will be because at one point in my, you know, now and at other points in my life, I've been addicted, but I just can't hate it. You know, if only
somebody
I could bring myself to hate it.
On the texter, 408 says, look in the Yeti mugs. Anita has Yeti mugs.
And?
They're good. They keep it. I mean, they're still the open top. It's just
that's
all the
problem.
Heat comes
those
out
Yeti
of
mugs, the
what
one
are they?
That I have one. It's there's a bunch of different ones, so I can't speak to. But the one that I got from my Ace Hardware, Scarborough, what's up?
Hey.
It has a lid. It has a clear top to it, which will keep the coffee inside of it.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's a mug like this one, except it's stainless steel, and it's got a thing that drops into it. You could do that. I have one.
Lid.
Mm-hmm. I just don't use it. I'm fine. I go out and get a tune-up. That's all.
Yeah, I really feel like I'm not. It's because I have hot coffee right in the other room and a huge pot of it. That even if like I'm halfway done with this cup and it's cold, I'll just go dump it out and put a fresh cup in there.
Oh,
all the
dump.
Joys of working from. Oh hell yeah!
I just tune up. I just
well.
Doot, doot.
Yeah, I don't. I won't dump it. Usually I'll just finish it. But there have definitely been times, you know, it was halfway full and then we did a half hour break and I didn't touch it. And I'm like, no, this is, well, I'm going to go get a fresh hot cup.
You got to be careful. You might start to come down. You need to keep that bump going at all times.
Yeah, need to keep it going. It's true.
Hey, Bryn, do you have a cold or is it allergies or am I just
allergies.
Hearing things? Allergies.
I just had a
Me too, dude. It's
right before this.
Oh,
ridiculous how bad the allergies are right now.
Yeah, they're saying that we're maybe going to get some rain early next week and that will help. That'll tamp it all down and run it all down the gutters.
Let me look at my little weather app.
Let's look at the weather.
All right. Today is supposed to be the hottest day of the week.
By the way, yesterday was the hottest day of the week. So if it's only going to get hotter from here, like it was so hot yesterday. How was it out in Benicia? Nicole, not paying attention over there drinking your coffee.
You guys were talking about coffees, and then I had to drink mine.
Oh, of course, yeah.
it was hot. I slept with my fan on last night for the first time in a while.
Oh. Do you guys have AC at your house?
No.
Oh, yeah. No.
Old school.
Yeah. We added it a few years ago, and I'm like, yesterday morning when I walked out after the show, I mean, it was already high 70s, and I walked back in and I'm like, I'm going to turn on the AC and I'm going to set it for higher than we're at right now, just as a preemptive move, because I know I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight if it's 85 degrees in my room. Because once you let the house get that hot, like my AC is super wimpy. I don't know what kind of AC we got, but... thing, you know, barely
I'm sure
works.
John put some sort of regulator on.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? I'm sure he did. Sarah. Exactly. I'm like, I'm doing a preemptive strike. I can't sleep when it's that hot. You know, it's you just toss and turn, and every position you're in, you're just like all your skin sticking to itself.
It's the worst.
It is the worst.
Yeah.
So yeah, really... today's the hottest day of the week. So we're looking at 70 in San Francisco, which is nice. They say it'll be partly cloudy. We're looking at over 80 in San Jose, over 80 where I live in over the hill. It's going to be warm. Oh, you know, all right.
Did you guys happen to glance outside this morning? I think there's like, isn't it called like the super flower moon or something right now? There was a humongous.
It was super bright when I was driving in.
Oh, so you, of course you saw it, right?
Yeah.
So it was, is it full? It looked full, but
it
I was looking
like
through trees.
It looks like a full one. It was just... like when I was on the freeway, the entire freeway seems lit up. And then I was thinking, is the sun about to come up? Because it was that bright.
Hmm. How is the traffic on your way in? Have you noticed an uptick? Or
yeah.
Oh, it is right now?
It is a full moon.
Traffic's getting worse. Not worse, but more crowded there and back now. Especially now I'm running into traffic leaving the city.
I saw a story this morning and I didn't click on it because I've had to look at a few stories, and this is, I'm not joking, a few stories have had to read through my fingers because I'm just horrified by them. But there's one that I couldn't even click on, and it's traffic may be way worse than we knew from before.
Why?
Well, I don't know why. I told you I didn't click on it. I'm like, how could things be worse?
It seems just like everyone's going to work from home.
It doesn't make any sense, but so I'll click on it. I know that that's a ridiculous reaction to something so stupid, but
right. I'm not looking at that.
So much time on the roads.
Right. Oh, my God.
I was talking to my mom yesterday, and I'm like, we can come get you and then take you back. And she's like, having the plane flight, at least you know, made things a little easier. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not driving 200 miles a day. I don't mind doing the driving.
Yeah.
She's been gone. We haven't seen her since January.
Oh, that's tough. Well, you must see her on the screen every day.
We do, but, you know, this is between you and me. She's, you know, people aren't getting younger.
No.
So, and I want her to spend time with her grandkids while she's able.
Right.
And this weird thing that's happening around us right now is, I'm sure everyone's experiencing that. Like, we can't let a year of our lives go by. That's why people are picketing. Like, we're going to go a whole year without doing stuff?
I know. It's a, it's sort of a harsh thing to when you really... I'm trying not to think out too far, you know? Like, I'm just trying to, like, focus on each day. Like, it's a sort of a mental exercise. Like, I was really depressed when this whole thing first started, and I just, you know, I'm trying to find ways to deal. And I think, like, the one day at a time thing, like, that is legitimately helpful, you know? It actually calms you down and just makes you a little bit more of a relaxed person. But it's incredibly difficult to really do it if you the FOMO is something we're all experiencing because no one's getting to do anything. I'm missing out on everything.
Yeah, I don't have so much this missing. It's just that, like, in the middle of the day around 3 o'clock, I'm like, really? This day's already, we're already looking at dinner time now? What day is it?
It's Thursday. Right. Well, it was Wednesday yesterday.
Right.
Last
but that's,
time you asked
I have
yourself.
That feeling often during the day, like, oh my God, this day is already over and I don't feel like I've done anything.
It's funny that you say that because I find the days are super long.
Right.
Because I don't.
You think that. Me and Vinny are in the same.
Yeah, you.
Boat.
I was going to say.
Where does the time go?
Obviously, it's little children just chewing your time up as they do because I'm telling. It'll be like, I've been hanging out. It's been after the show. It's 1 o'clock. It's really warm. I lay down on the couch. I'm like, oops, I fell asleep for 2 hours. Oh, well, you know, now it's 3 o'clock. I'm like, well, I'll get a couple hours before dinner. Things are cooling down. I guess I'll go pull some weeds. You know, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. If we're living different lives.
That
for sure.
We pretty different.
Completely.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
OK,
this
I'm
was
ready.
Just one of those memes someone posted. And I just thought, oh, boy. So this is what my friend Chris posted. I got stung by a weird hornet back in January, so I've probably already had murder hornets. And then
murder
writes,
hornets are so awfully funny.
It's also no different than a bee sting. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
You know,
it's just like a regular bee sting, right?
There's the flu coronavirus comparison.
Hilarious.
Well, we're living online. Everybody's working hard on their... their little contribution.
Yeah, their corner of the social media universe. I will say, I enjoy it so much. Like, I love seeing what everybody else is doing. And people are getting angry, though. I've been seeing some pretty angry posts. Like, oh, well, you don't see. I'm not even going to comment on that because I don't want to be in some kind of war with anybody. But it's this.
What are they angry about? Like,
well,
lost
various,
their job, or you can't be sad if you still have work, that kind of stuff.
Right, those and more. I mean, you know, and actually, a lot of people put up quotes and stuff. I don't know if you see any of that. Like, they'll quote this person or that person, and sometimes it's sort of like a kind of a polarizing thing to say. And I'm like, I think I'll just skid on by that one.
Yeah, good.
Keep on scrolling.
Good move.
Yeah, you know, I just don't. I don't need like stress. It's actually you know, they were saying on Extinction Island last night. This is not a spoiler at all, but these people after they get voted off of Survivor, they go to this Extinction Island, and there's nothing to do except when there is, and then it's usually really hard. But they're just it's sort of desolation, and it's And Amber was talking about how it's an exercise in doing nothing and a real, like, I'm trying to, it's funny that she sort of encapsulated it last night. You didn't watch, did you?
I didn't. I watched something else. I planned to watch the full two hours, though, later tonight.
Well, I'll tell you this. The last 15 minutes are a total recap of the season. So,
next week
is the finale.
Why'd they rush through that like this?
I don't know. I guess their plan was to finish May 13th, and that's what they're doing. So anyway, she's just talking about how you know, she's got nothing. This is a woman who has four kids, a life that she runs. I'm sure she's busy all the time. Whatever. And she's like, this has been, for a month, because she was one of the first people voted onto Exile Island. She's had nothing to do. I'm trying to just embrace this time to relax and look around me and see how beautiful everything is. And there are very few times in our lives where the requirement is just be there.
Right.
That's all that's being asked of you. And so when you have those moments in this, try to enjoy them. No one's going to miss lockdown, but I'm definitely going to miss my stress levels are actually, I'm forcing them down, but they're pretty low, so I'm trying to not find things that will wind me up. There's plenty of that. I can find that. I just look on social media and, these quotes and stuff. But I'm grateful for social media. I've looking at everybody else's stuff and reposting stuff and making a snarky little comment here and a little like there. And it's just so fun. I'm following more people and it's just, I like it.
I don't know what the numbers are, obviously, but I think there are people who will miss lockdown. I think lockdown for most of us is excruciating, but yep. For some people, there's a comfort level in it now and a lack of guilt. Because
right.
On a regular basis, if you're someone who likes to, hide in the house, you probably have some guilt associated with it. Like, geez, I probably should go do.
I'm so antisocial.
Right.
But I get invited to stuff and I say no.
I am styling. I've been given a pass to do my thing, which is my thing is hide in the house and play video games or whatever. Name it.
And a lot of people who already worked from home are like, hey, welcome to my world. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend Ariane she works from home, and they have this little, they call it a farmlet. It's where he grows his weed, and they grow all kind of veggies. They have chickens and fish and stuff. And
there in Marin, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had cancer a few years ago, and he's a horticulturalist, so he, kind of went all in on that. He could legally grow it.
Right.
And now it's totally legal anyway. So anyways, they have this whole their little quarter acre of the world that they've carved out for themselves. And she already worked from home, and she's, I feel like they're in absolute heaven. Like, this is not bumming them out at all.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There's plenty of people who are thriving through
this.
Yeah,
it's great. And right. And you, like you said, the guilt portion of it is gone.
That's right.
So if you had any, it's great. I mean, for some people, for others.
That's
no.
One of the things that would for sure drive me nuts is staying in the house and not being on some kind of order. I would feel so guilty, like, what a loser. I let a whole day go by and I haven't done a GD thing.
I know.
For the world.
And
much
you're
less
the
my
right.
own house.
You're
not
the
one thing did I
You're
contribute.
The most unstoppable person I know. Like,
so it would
take
be
a
problem.
Break already.
At least right now, I feel like, okay, look, I can't.
Right.
For the sake of in. The, I know we got into this because we were trying to, crush the curve and keep the people at the hospital from having, bottlenecks at the front door and all that.
Right.
But I think it's going to continue. I do. I've looked at a lot of the stories about the reopening is happening.
Yeah.
But many are saying this state can't reopen. They're not even close to ready. Their numbers are still climbing. So it's not, I'm not sure how this is going to go.
I was looking at CNN yesterday, and Chris Cuomo had this, maybe that's MSNBC. I don't know. One of the stations that John always has on because he likes to be stressed. Anyway, they were doing a tribute to nurses, and what they were doing was nurses who have died because they've contracted the coronavirus. Like, they were sort of highlighting these people who, these heroes who, despite what everyone else was doing and the fact that that's their job, and they went in, and so it was, I just sat there like, oh no, and they were, remembering these people, and their families were speaking about them, and it was like, oh, horrible. Like, this is not some made up thing, and like you just said, the reason for the some was it you yesterday who said something like, yeah, you know, someone said not enough people have died for us to have been, you know, in this lockdown. It's like, that's the reason we're in the lockdown, because we right. You do it before all the, was it you who was saying that?
It's been, it's the debate. I don't know if it was me saying it, but
like,
I,
we go into quarantine because it's here and we don't want a bunch of people to get it. Like, you know, or someone was saying, it's like,
it was a texter that said something.
Oh,
like
it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking about it all day, you know, like, you know, oh, it was something like, you don't sue the firefighters for getting your house wet. Right.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. Look, but also, as you're saying about the frontline workers, these nurses who've passed away, the same is true of fire, paramedics, and police. All these people who their daily check in when they punch in, they take their lives into their hands. Not normally. I know we were in the hospital in January with my kid for a totally different reason, and the people there were incredible. Mm-hmm. They were absolutely incredible in helping us at our scariest. It was the most hairball thing that I've experienced maybe in my life. And I've been through some stuff, but because my kid is sitting there and she looked so tiny and frail and needed help, and we were at their mercy, and they were incredible.
Well, and that's their skill, you right. know, that's their experts in being the person who makes you feel better about the situation that you're in. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I imagine that was pretty heartbreaking to watch them do that story of the people who've passed. That's terrible.
Yeah, it was, well, you know, as they're honoring nurses this week, they, you know, I guess it stands to reason that, of course, they'd be saying, here are people who've given their lives in the helping of other people with this disease. Okay, I actually meant to keep this super, like, happy and upbeat today. I feel like we could... You know, we're trying to be your outlet for things that aren't 100% about coronavirus. So let me look here. Nope, I got some coronavirus coming up. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Marna Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.